defense came an amazing discovery. We are not binary beings. That's right. The human brain is wonderfully complex and is capable of holding multiple thoughts at once. You don't have to choose between opposing police brutality or opposing shooting police officers. You can oppose both. Yes, you can mourn the policeman brutally gunned down in a spasm of senseless violence and mourn black men senselessly gunned down by police. The human brain need not be a mutually exclusive device and can, for example, support Black Lives Matter while at the same time oppose crazed mass murderers who kill cops. Yes, it's true. It's the same neurophysiology that allows the brain to support sensible gun control while simultaneously supporting the Second Amendment and opposing blanket gun confiscation. Why, the brain could even support policing reforms while supporting policing itself. The human brain is capable of so much more than either or. And the best part is, these non-binary brains are inside of all humans, no matter their make, model, color, or size. So, let's rejoice in the fact that our brains are not just ones and zeros, but are capable of holding multiple thoughts, beliefs, and convictions at the same time. Hooray for the human brain! Use yours today.
Thank you.
not binary beings.
Which doesn't capture the actual event.
Come here. red cases, a multitude of faces, the body in the basement, double on the bunk bed, you better watch the babies, careful with your manners, only drinking water on the Coca-Cola banner, well-built family, subject to the battery, mental men are manic in their manacles, I meant to make a metaphor for radicals, taking off my clothes at the Lido, all I got is my decadent credo.
Instead of sharing experience after experience, I want to go to a time in my life when I was an elected official and share just a couple of stories as an elected official. But please remember that in the course of 1 year, I've been stopped 7 times by law enforcement officers. Not 4, not 5, not 6, but 7 times. In 1 year as an elected official. Was I speeding sometimes? Sure. But the vast majority of the time, I was pulled over for nothing more than driving a new car in the wrong neighborhood or some other reason just as trivial. One of the times I remember I was leaving the mall. I took a left out of the mall, and as soon as I took a left, a police officer pulled in right behind me. So that was my first left. I got to another traffic light, I took another left into a neighborhood. Police followed behind me. I took a third left onto the street that led to my apartment complex. And then finally I took a fourth left coming into my apartment complex. And then the blue lights went on. The officer approached the car and said that I did not use my turn signal on the fourth turn.
Yo, hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dr. Furious, Furious George Show, 10:15, Thursday night, breaking out into the late night with a little Micropower community-based radio, WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Craziness in the world. It's too much. But we're going to try and hold on, not let go. You do the same. Hold on tight. Buckle up. And gonna have a little fun tonight. We'll learn more about the Furious George Show. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can hear about all the crazy craziness sounds of all kinds. And also, we'll spotlight some effed up thing. I'm furious.
to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real. That was the Clatters recording. Too real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
This is John Cameron, downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood.
have a conversation
fair?
With you. Yes.
I'm Dathan.
I'm Byron Cole. Nice
Byron,
to meet you.
I don't want to be disrespectful. I simply have a conversation with my boss. And I wasn't being rude. I apologize for being slighted by it. I didn't mean any disrespect. I was not focused on your camera. I was focused on my boss.
Okay, so let's start
right?
here.
Right.
Just right here. That disrespect that you just presented right there is the number one issue. I got you on tape covering up your badge. It, we live on Facebook, you heard me? And everybody on there saw that. So, see the justice, the substantiation that you're trying to force feed me through your privilege from you owning the stage, the forum, that's over in America. I direct all my people to please follow me and shut down all y'all lives. Don't let y'all discuss nothing in America but what really constitutes our issues and what creates these subjects. Period. Now, here's what it is. We know that in Louisiana, as soon as the proclamation from Abraham Lincoln came down, Louisiana created the state farm, which is right now Angola State Penitentiary. They never honored the Emancipation Proclamation. So, what we are under in America is subjugation due to a policing style called the Watchman policing style, where the officer has tons of discretion and he can decide to shoot a man down in the parking lot of a gas station. Whereas where white people live, it's operated under a legalistic system, which has to go by the book, how they uphold the law and how they treat the citizens themselves. I know that, you know that, Fox News know that, CNN know that, and what the deal is y'all will have no more room to air anything in our neighborhoods and benefit off our tragedy unless we're going to talk about what the hell we want to talk about.
I understand what you're saying.
Business was better. The war scare was over.
Where discussion can take place that we can resolve this. Shut down Fox News and CNN as you said. How does that make your feel? How does that get what you're trying to accomplish? Because I will point out one thing. I've been in this state since Wednesday. And you can ask Rashad and Jamie and all the other
first and foremost, y'all mitigate everything and you spin everything from your perspective. Now, in terms of you do it from yours, correct? No.
No.
So, what I'm doing, this is live. They hear me, they make a perception of what I'm saying. They hear you, they hear a perception of what you're saying. There's nothing packaged, there's not anyone being not allowed to participate. You understand? It's open, free, what they call democracy. All right? Now, as far as what we need to do, is, Mr. Medgar Evers said that the ungodly acts committed toward blacks in America will go on without fear of reprisal due to the inconspicuous absence of the decent or so-called moderate white person within our struggle. More people are upset in America because Mike Vick mistreated some dogs than because black boys are being murdered. So I ask, where are the white mothers? And why won't they come stand with my sister, my mother, my aunt? Where are they? Because they clearly got upset when Mike Vick got drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles allowed all of that to happen, right? Oh, man, I'm from New Orleans, we talk with our hands, you heard me? And that was not threatening whatsoever. That's another problem. Y'all scared of us from what y'all have done to us, man, you heard me? But, we know that y'all scared us from what y'all have done to us. So,
I'm walking on the other side.
After we had hundreds of thousands of whites.
A moment ago, the Government Meteorological Bureau has requested the largest observatory in the country. Due to the unusual nature of this occurrence, we have arranged an interview with another
destructive. You understand? So, how do you keep a moron busy? You keep them answering the same things over and over, explaining the same thing. We're done. We're done. See, I have nothing to lose that I value more than my son. And we need y'all to know we're done. Like, so much. I'm not even gonna threaten y'all today. We done. I hope. I'm not first. I'm American. I'm not gonna tell you. We done. And let me tell y'all something. Our youth are fully aware of the double standards, and what they are doing is they gonna bring it to y'all.
Will give us his views on this event. In a few moments, we will take you to the Princeton Observatory at Princeton, New Jersey.
My last breath I'm going to give for my children. They deserve. And if my mama got to go, I got to go. They deserve better. We were never declared human in America. We've never gotten the respect as a human being. We got documentation. People talk about racism. We can go to our government and get documentation of what we mean by racism.
Above me on a small platform, staring through the giant lake. I ask you to be patient, ladies and gentlemen, during any delay that may arise during our interviews.
Long-term consequences we will have if Trump is indeed put in office.
If Trump is in office?
Yes, sir.
Well, first we have to ask whether he means what he's saying. I don't know. I assume that he means what he's saying. If he does, not only we, but the human species is in very deep trouble.
In your opinion, what do these transverse stripes signify, President?
Not canals, I can assure you, Mr. Phillips. Although that's the popular conjecture of those who imagine Mars to be inhabited.
Then you're quite convinced, as a scientist, that living intelligence as we know it does not exist on Mars?
There's a chance against it, or a thousand to one.
And yet, how do you account for these gas eruptions occurring on the surface of the planet at regular intervals?
Well, I can't account
for it. By the way, sir, for the benefit of our listeners, how far is Mars from the Earth? Please investigate. Signed, Lloyd Gray, Chief Economic Division. Unquote. Press the business. Beginning the third, on 2
Are you sure it's the influence?
Hardly, a meteorite of unusual size and arrival at this particular time is merely a coincidence. However, we
Salmon that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in a hotel room. So I kept running.
The Intercontinental Radio News, Toronto, Canada. Professor Morse of Macmillan University reports observing a total of 3 explosions on the planet Mars between the hours of 7:45 p.m. and 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This confirms earlier reports received from American observatories. Now, nearer home, comes a special bulletin from Trenton, New Jersey.
Making myself realize what my foundation was.
You're looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Alright, nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you every day my life.
in the presence like a chico.
I'm a huge flaming off.
I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I see you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I'm trapped in bed for y'all. I rap my black on tracks, I'm raised to show. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. When the killer's dead in the street, for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Interested in DC, John?
Yeah, I mean, anything in mass and they didn't say it won't be violated. That doesn't happen, but that's how they start what happens in other places. Anything could happen, right?
Anything could happen, but I think there's going to be a particular action that happens. In about a quarter of a mile.
Sometimes I did the same.
The ground is covered with splinters and debris. It must have struck on its way down. But I can see the object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor. At least not the meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder. Has a diameter of, what would you say, Professor Pearson?
What's that?
What would you say, what's the diameter of this?
About 30 yards.
About 30 yards. The metal on the sheet is, well, I've never seen anything like it. The color is sort of yellowish white. It's curious. Spectators now are pressing close to the object in spite of the efforts of the police to keep them back. Getting in front of my line of vision. Would you mind standing one side, please? While the police are pushing the crowd back. Here's Mr. Wilmot, owner of the barn here. He may have some interesting facts for you. Mr. Wilmot, would you please tell the radio audience as much as you remember?
Can we get in? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Sometimes I did the same. Using my powerful resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room.
They don't like what they see.
Do you hear?
I don't think the police are going to be able to prevent if we're going that way.
That's about happening.
We're going that way. They shut down the highway for us.
Services. Kathleen Sebelius noted that these statistics won't decrease until God decides he has enough sweet baby angels to help him paint rainbows in the sky, but urge all Americans to visit the website that they or a loved one might be in risk.
We've exhausted the numbers of all the deaths over the past 20 years, and the truth is irrefutable. We will see 100% of these people again very, very soon.
The in-depth report also broke down death by demographics, saying that most gregarious, overweight Americans died because their hearts were simply too big, and 100% of murderers finally got what's coming to them.
Perhaps a bridge or two. We've got the numbers.
Warming. That is a hugely significant phenomenon. I mean, we are now in a situation where the warming of the planet is proceeding at a level about maybe 100, some claim 1,000 times as high as anything in history that can be checked. Wait.
Gravity is something that things rising up down, the cloud falls back, it seems plenty that most of these countries are experiencing, don't like. They find words, and well, I'll pull this microphone with me as I talk. I'll have to stop the description so I can take a new position. Hold on, will you please? I'll be right back in a minute.
This roof stretches back all the way to
right now! Yeah, we can see that.
You have to climb up there to get a good sight.
We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what's happening on the Wilmoth farm.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
We now return you to Carl Phillips at Grover's Mill.
Low-key at the night show, so don't you open up that window, don't you let out the antidote, yeah, party on a Sunday, do it all again on Monday, spend the check on a weekend, I might do it all again.
It's bullshit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you see on the street, the route to the Capitol as it appears.
From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk.
But this ain't the only place this is happening.
Drawing up a cordon in front of the
pit. Shut
it down! Shut it down!
Like my,
don't you open up that window?
Some journalists, buddies around here this evening.
It's the
just tuning in, this is Washington, D.C. Welcome to D.C.
California.
Professor Endoscope, Ruth Beatty, at a dinner of the California Astronomical Society, expressed the opinion that the explosions on Mars are undoubtedly nothing more than severe volcanic disturbances.
That's okay. That's okay.
What do I think? Of this? I think it's powerful.
The next voice you hear will be that of Brigadier General Montgomery Smith, commander of the state militia at Trenton, New Jersey.
Let's get by, though. Bottles got us right, though. We ain't sipping light, no.
Videos of their deaths were shared on the internet, horrifying millions around the globe. Yet increasingly, people who record police violence are themselves being targeted, harassed, arrested, and even imprisoned. On July 5th, 2016, Alton Sterling was selling CDs in front of his friend's convenience store in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when he was tackled by police and shot to death. Abdullah Maflahi, the store owner, recorded the shooting on his phone. He described the scene on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
He didn't even know what was going on. He was confused the whole time. And the whole time he was asking him, what did I do wrong? What's going on? By the time I got out of the store, they were already slamming him on top of a car and were tasering him. That's when another officer ran and tackled him onto an SUV. Then both cops slammed him on the floor.
Alton Sterling was on his back on the pavement with two large white Baton Rouge police officers pinning him down. The officers shot Alton Sterling at point-blank range, killing him. Again, Abdullah Maflahi.
After the shooting, one of the officers that was there, I'm not sure what he said, but the other officer that was close to me had said, just F him, just let him lay there. Talking about Mr. Sterling. That's when then they grabbed me and put me in the back of a cop car.
Abdullah Maflahi was held for 6 hours. His phone was confiscated, and the police, without showing a warrant, confiscated the store's security surveillance video, along with the recording equipment itself. Maflahi is suing the police. A couple in a nearby car also video recorded the encounter. Chris Ledet, an Air Force veteran from Baton Rouge, now living in Atlanta, got hold of the video. He's a musician who's built a significant social media following.
When I got the video, the main thing I wanted to do was just put it out there because it was a cold-blooded case of murder, clear cut, and I wanted to put that on display for everyone to see so these cops could stop getting away with this time.
That we have finally established communication.
The video did go viral, and soon after, Chris Ledet was arrested. He works at a U.S. Air Force Reserve facility in Dunwoody, Georgia. As he was entering the base, he was detained. When he asked what he was being arrested for, they said he fit the profile. When he asked what profile, they wouldn't say. This 6'3", 270-pound African-American Air Force veteran was scared. He told us on Democracy Now!
After about 30 minutes passed, I see all these extra cops coming up. There's more and more cops showing up. So I decided to take action into my own hands, and I put it on Facebook. I tagged my mother and my father, and I let them know. I said, hey, you know, I'm surrounded by cops right now, both city and military. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I want to let you guys know that if anything happens, I'm not resisting.
Chris Ledet was handcuffed, then shackled, put in an orange jumpsuit, and held for 26 hours. The charge? Unpaid past traffic fines. This week marks the second anniversary of the police killing of Eric Garner in Staten Island, New York. on July 17, 2014, after a police officer put him in a chokehold and others piled on top of him, Eric Garner managed to say, "I can't breathe," 11 times before he died. We know all this only because a bystander, Ramzi Orta, recorded the entire attack on his cell phone. The video went viral. None of the New York police officers involved has been charged with Eric Garner's death. Ramzi Orta told us that police targeted and harassed him immediately after his video went public. During one of his arrests, he said they told him,
"You filmed us, so now we're filming you."
Ramzi Orta has just agreed to a plea deal that will send him to prison for 4 years on unrelated charges, making him the only person at the scene of Eric Garner's kill who will serve jail time. Videotaping a crime is not a crime. It's a public service.
With an eyewitness of the tragedy.
Perhaps.
Professor Pearson has been located at a farmhouse near Grover's Mill, where he has established an emergency observation post. As a scientist, he will give you his explanation of the calamity.
Rise up, Democrats.
The next voice you hear will be that of Professor Pearson, brought to you by Direct Wire. Professor Pearson.
I thought we would be taking some highways and tunnels.
Of the creatures in the rocket cylinder.
Perhaps a bridge or two. We've got the numbers.
I can give you no authoritative information either to their nature, their origin, or their purposes here on Earth. Of their destructive instrument, I might venture some conjectural explanation. For want of a better term, I shall refer to the mysterious weapon as a heat ray.
Thought we'd be taking some bridges and some highways.
I love the old days. You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher. I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you. In the good old days, they'd rip him out of that seat so fast.
We had some people, some rough guys like we have right in here, and they started punching back. It was a beautiful thing. I mean, they started punching.
In some way, they are able to generate an intense.
In the good old days, this doesn't happen because they used to treat them very, very rough.
This intense heat they project in a parallel beam against any object they choose by means of a polished parabolic mirror of unknown composition.
I don't accept responsibility. I do not condone violence in any shape. But I don't condone violence. As far as my previous statement,
again, I don't do that. I'm a peace-loving person, folks. See? I'm a peace-loving.
That's the beam of light.
We love peace. We all love peace.
That is my conjecture of the origin of the heat ray.
It's a love fest, and we love each other.
Thank you, Professor Pearson.
Just us couldn't use the restroom.
Because
just
it was
us couldn't get yours. It's on the book. I went to jail about that. And in 2016, we decided we were going to use another technique of this same basic racism. It's called racism. Come ask us. It's not Webster. Put the definition to us. It means us in isolation. We probably are protecting our children as a new slave. What's happening in America? You can help everybody around the world, but you help those who are here. You ought to remember the 60s. There are people like Jerome Smith, feds if you're listening. There are people like Julie Aaron who just died. They got out of jail in New Orleans and went to Alabama, go to jail again. That's a weak man. I can't call him really poor because of the media. But that's past a coward. That's a sick, mentally deranged way of thinking that you can jail us all. It's too many of us. Gonna take their children and teach them that with the sickness that they want to bear in the young children. It's not that. We're not taking this. I hear the children chant shit I had to chant 40, 50 years ago.
WCOM Radio, it's Furious George, LPFM, Chapel Carborough, 103.5. Toki Monsta, plus other crazy fun beats. A lot of stuff from Asheville, too fresh stuff. I'm Furious, we do it every Thursday night, and there in the background is the soundtrack to the crazy theme that happened to be tonight, the crazy violence all over the place relating to police and gun violence, which we've spotlighted here too long, but never-ending sources of material, unfortunately. We're gonna keep shaking it all off by cranking into some fun sounds, supporting micropowered community-based beats, non-commercial, all volunteer driven stuff here at WCOM. Thanks for all the folks out there doing whatever it is that they do that keeps this beautiful thing going. Hats off to you. Cool shows all over the dial here, but WCOM is rocking out all the time with cool local stuff. So go check it out, WCOMFM.org, all the time. You can also check out FuriousG.blogspot for all our old shows. And, of course, just keep supporting Micropower Radio. I'm going to keep going with a little bit more fun sounds. Got some wars of the words and worlds going down. So keep that thread, a little Orson Welles, as well as some other fun stuff. Direct sounds from the old Ferguson protests and New York protests, so much other stuff. Unfortunately, we just have files we can just flip to when the most recent crazy massacre or whatever goes down. So it's kind of getting a little old here. And I guess the antidote to depression is direct action. So we're going to support it this way. Thanks for listening. This is Micropower Radio. I'm Furious.